left off. Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Coldust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Coldust. I'm doing just fine. How about you?
I'm always blessed and thankful, Jolene. Blessed and thankful. You know.
Good.
Thank
Paula.
You, as always, for being with us. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. How are you today?
I'm cold today. I had to put on my long johns again last night. Shit.
I know, Paula. I'm wondering if I'm going to have to
dress hot. I'm not ready for
I'm wondering if I'm
yet.
Yeah, I think they're talking about it's supposed to get really chilly one night. And I said, man, am I going to have to jerk my plants back in the house? I just got them all outside. It's like, man.
I
know.
Some areas got down to 40 down here last night.
Right. Well, I'm hoping I don't have to. But welcome to the show, Hunter Paula.
Price,
welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio Show. How are you today?
Hello.
It's a little cool. I agree with her. My peach trees have bloomed. Peaches is everywhere. I hope they don't freeze.
Yeah, I know. It's like, man,
I got baby and baby pears.
Yeah. How's everything been going?
We're doing good, Price. We're doing good.
Yeah. I finally get to see my buddy tomorrow, probably.
Oh, are you going to get to see your buddy tomorrow? Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
I've been at my house. I've been at the house for a month.
Yeah,
they're,
I know.
They're trying to fire me. And the governor we elected, I don't know what he's trying to do. He's trying to kill us. A right to work law. I don't know what's wrong with that man. What's wrong with Kentucky? That's like that Mitch McConnell. People voted for him, and he's all for coal, brother. When he gets in, you don't hear a thing out about coal.
Right. That is true.
You know,
they are felonists. That is for sure. Our government and legislators, they are failing us, you know, when we've got people that are having to take in, you know, for instance, being born in Appalachia, you know, I think this happened back even in my father's day to where, you know, they started this battle with the coal industry and things, and people had to move away. That's what made a lot of people move into Cincinnati, Ohio, up in Indiana, down into Tennessee, you know. And it's sad that you have to move away from
your family. You know where I'm
from.
I'm from the eastern part of Kentucky. You wouldn't believe the people that has got their houses up for sale because they had to move, you know.
Right.
My daughter had to move. I mean, her husband was in the coal. I mean, he had to uproot and move, you know. And it's sad,
right.
You know, that there's no work around home, you know. And coal is
now,
still selling. I mean, there's use for it. There's still use for coal.
Right. Oh, there's still, well, the University of Kentucky it's fueled by coal.
We still got coal power plants. We still got coal power plants. You know, they all ain't changed over.
Well, I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but I've been seeing a lot of blackouts, you know, here lately. A lot of people in Appalachia talking about they've been having to go a day or so without electric. They've been having a lot of blackouts here lately.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that will only get worse.
It will.
I agree, Jolene. But, I agree.
But Mitch is going to save us. Him or Governor Warren will save us.
Well, they say Mitch is an alien, is what I was told.
And don't I believe that?
That's what I always said.
I believe that.
Yeah, they say he's an alien. So if he's an alien, you know, he's not even human.
He's got everybody tranquilized to vote for him.
I think it's bought. You know, being from Appalachia, right at matter of fact, we're talking about voting. Voting's coming up here in our state right here, right soon. I think Indiana was voting today, and you know. I know this for a fact. Well, you know, brother, I need a load of gravel up here in my driveway. Well, you know, you remember me on election day, and we'll see if we can get you that load of gravel out there.
I need a load of gravel.
What's the difference between that and a bribe? That's a bribe, same thing.
Look right where I live at. The FBI is in there right now over Folkbine.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And they should be a gravel road and over. It all should be blacktop.
Yeah, well, they're going right. to. If they're truly for the people, they're not going to just help one. They're going to try to help everybody.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not just because one person pulls around. Well, you know, yeah, you're good. Somebody else will. I mean,
look at all these parkways named after people. That was payoff.
That's right. There,
the Paul Patton administration in 99.
Well, that's another thing. How can you change history? You cannot change history.
Right.
We've known Daniel Boone Parkway as long as I can remember. And it wasn't Hal Rogers back then. Now, Hal Rogers didn't clear that right away. Daniel Boone did.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, Frost, you're talking to somebody who can't stand damn Hal Rogers. You know, fuck Hal Rogers is the way I feel about him, you know. He burns my ass.
I'm a Democrat all the way, but I just don't believe in that shit. That is stupid.
I'm a patriot.
Yeah.
I won't associate with either of the fucking parties.
I have to say I'm a voter. I'm just a voter. I'm for whichever man
right.
makes my heart feel right, or woman, you know.
Yeah. You got to be a poor thing. When Clinton was in, when he got out of office in surplus.
He done what now?
We had money when he got out of office. We didn't owe nobody nothing. We was in the black. We wasn't in the red. He was the only president when he got out of office that I know of that we had a surplus.
Oh, well. Wow.
Look it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to look it up. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't aware of that.
When Bush got in, we went in the hole.
Yeah, where they tried to steal everything out of the White House when they left. Look that
up. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I say look at when they blow the 9/11 towers, look at all that money, trillions and trillions of dollars that, what happened to that trillions of dollars that was, and all that cover up in there of the records that were there, you know, they were fixing to be some big people go to prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Evidence right there in those buildings.
They ain't no different than Nixon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But,
same thing. Well, I feel like, that's what's going on in our race right today is I feel like, it's a lot of, they're cheating. They're cheating a lot of people. It's like, man, I mean, you know, you're really brutally cheating people right in front of people on things, you know. And, I mean, it's like, you know, they can get away with breaking the law and doing things illegal, but nobody else can, you know.
Right. And you show me how many countries are going to come over here and kick our ass and come over here and rebuild us, give us money.
Right. Right. We're actually going to have to take a break. I'm sorry.
I'll holler back at you.
Thanks, Price, for being on the show with us, Price. Always good to have you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Birthdays. Birthdays, ladies: Sarah Cuff Culver, Samuel Gaskins, Ray Aaron, Christy, J.C. Lynn. And I don't know why she's changed her name like that, but I know her. I've known her since high school, but okay. Colin Fern and Michael Finneas. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
Yes, I do. Another one of my heavenly friends. Happy birthday, Daria Kelly. Miss you.
Oh, absolutely, Jolene. And Pioneer Paul.
Yes, I got three. Sarah Collier, Samuel Gaskins, and Starlette Hope Fallow. Happy birthday, guys. And I sure hope Samuel Gaskins can win the election. Just saying.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. He is. He is running for what district there, Paula?
I'm not sure. I think it's Ed Whitfield's spot. Or no, it's either, I don't know. It's either Rand Paul or Whitfield. I don't remember. I'm trying not to keep up with it.
Paula's not keeping up with it. She's just voting. That's all that matters. Vote.
Right. Yeah. I know. I'm not voting for Michael Pape, and I'm not voting for Jamie fucking Comer. So there's that. So whoever's left.
Wow. Okay.
Your commercials down here have irritated the shit out of me.
Famous birthdays, James Brown. James Brown was born on this day in 1933, passed away in 2006. Eric Church, 39 years old today. I love Eric Church myself and James Brown. Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby was born on this day in 1903, passed away in 1977. Frankie Valli is 82 years old today.
Frankie Valli?
Then we have Frankie Valli, yes, Jolene. 82, can you believe that? Annie B. Davis, born on this day in 1926 and passed away in 2014. She was the housekeeper of the Alice from the show Brady Bunch. And then Sugar Ray Robinson was born on this day in 1921, passed away in 1989. A lot of great famous birthdays.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And James Comer and Michael Pape won't support medical marijuana.
Well, there you go, guys.
They won't even talk about it. Out. Come in, you know, they just laugh at us, and I can't like that. I'm tired of people like that not taking us seriously.
A day in history is actually also a famous birthday. On this day in 1469, Nicole Machiavelli was born. I can't say her last name right. Machiavell was born. Question of the day. The question of the day, and nobody's answered or chimed in on it, was how long have humans been using cannabis? Pioneer Paula.
Since birth.
Paula says since birth. Miss Jolene.
I say since Adam and Eve.
And the answer was 4,700 years ago. The earliest documented in Chinese emperor, 2727 B.C., it's believed to have been used before that date. It's a long time.
I think it's been used since the beginning of time. You know, whether they smoked it, I don't know. Probably didn't have fire back before then, but they probably ate it.
Yeah, I wouldn't see why not. I mean, I couldn't see why not. I've got poke salad going on right now on my stove and been cooking about all day, and it's like, man, it's a weed to a lot of people. I mean, you know, I've been actually one time I was over in the, this about 8 years ago, I went past this burn up house. and this burn-up house had the awfulest bunch of pokes out that I'd ever seen in my life. I was like, well, man, I mean, that's still like trash bag full. It's like, well, what are you going to do with trash bag full? Well, I'm going to take and bag it down and freeze it. I'm going to have me some pokes out any time I want it, you know. So I'm actually over in the weeds, and I'm just stuffing this poke side. Man, I'm cutting the hell out of this poke side and picking it, you know, stuffing it down these trash bags. And the fire department comes by, and they're like, ma'am, what are you doing? And I told them, I said, I'm picking this poke side. They're like, that's a weed. I said, it might be a weed to you, but it ain't to me, because I'm going to eat every bit of this.
That's
I promise
dinner. That's dinner.
Right. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
See, that's somebody that's uneducated that doesn't know good food.
Right. So, yeah, I've actually got me some.
They didn't grow up in the country.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, I tell you, I'm getting bad, though, man. I about chopped my whole damn hand off. I mean, man, I about chopped
my
hand off. Man, I've got that son of a bitch is still bleeding. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to have to super glue the bitch down or something. I mean, it's like, man, I can't even believe I done that. Yep.
Your finger looked like my finger did when I cut down that pot plant that year for my friend.
Well,
I did.
I almost took off the whole damn knuckle, you know.
Yep, I did too. And he just made the comment, oh, that's a really sharp knife. And I was like, yeah, it really is. The stock was just
like,
too
man,
thick.
That's just the worst place in the world to have a cut is right in the bend of something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know. So I think that's one reason we're still bleeding. Oh well. I didn't die. Chop it off. I'm still thankful. I'm thankful.
Yeah, that it's still there. That it's still you didn't have to have it attached.
Yeah,
reattached.
Right. Yeah, it's like, man, I'm just thankful. Absolutely thankful. Some shout outs. I got some shout outs for Moon Willow, Pioneer Paula, Miss Jolene. Thank you so much. Hank, the love of my life, Misty Smith, Donnie Cross. Brian Lure, April Davis, Jimmy Morrow, Herman Campos over there in the chat box, the guest person that's in the chat box, and the Herd Mentality. Thank you so much. The Herd Mentality are just a waving and thanks. Thank you so much.
Oh, hi.
Jack America, Linda Gypsy, thank you so much. Brenton Sherry Goss, John Kalawinski, William Rayleigh. Thank you, and Joey Taylor, thank you so much. And Raymond Buddy playing out there in California, love that guy. Thank you so much. And the Herd Mentality, Chuck Malin, once again, big shout out to you. And Herman, Herman is the hemp guy, Campos. Yeah, he tags me all this real cool shit. Really cool shit, so I like the tag. So thank you, Herman. We got a minute, Paula. Are you ready?
I got my roach and I got my one hitter ready to put the roach in the one hitter. I'm counting down.
Oh, wow. Nappy Roots is going to be at Cosmic Charlie May the 26th. Nappy Roots is. They're going to be at Cosmic Charlie's May the 26th. Also, Jelly Row is going to be live at Cosmic Charlie's on May the 12th. I've got my tickets. Printed them out earlier. Ready. I'm ready. Ready. I'm going to support this young man because I'm just so proud of what a, you know, a lot of people turned against him when he changed his style of music from a lot of the rap and stuff because, I mean, he done time, and he's a boy from out of Tennessee. And he done a video with Jess Whitley. Jess Whitley is Keith Whitley's son. Keith Whitley, everybody knows who Keith Whitley is. I mean, Randy Hayes was his lead guitar player. I think Randy's even been on the show with us here. But we're going to have to take a break. because it's that time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
I hope Jolene can take us away. It says page unresponsive, but I'm going to try it.
Okay. But no, I'll get
well,
it,
I'm
Jolene.
Anyway.
No, it's not doing anything. Shit.
I got it.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, but baby. They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer.
Great song. Big shout out again to the guest listener over there in the guest chat box, Herman. Thank you. And the herd mentality with his little smiley faces just bouncing up and down. Big shout out to you again, Herb. Thank you. Brian White, big shout out to you also. So thank you all. Thank you all so much. Oh, my. Man. What's going on in the world? I mean, anybody know? What's happening with everybody? It's like, man.
I don't know what's been getting me is some of the comments I've been seeing about this bathroom issue. I mean, there's people out there that, you know, think it's okay for men to go in and piss with women, and I just think it's, I don't agree with it.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's like, man, where does the privacy line start at anymore?
Well,
it doesn't.
But the thing about it is, it's not as much the threat of transgenders; it's those predators that's going to act like transgenders to have access to the ladies' bathroom. It's already
good
happening.
Point, Jolene.
It's already happening. It's in the news every day. And,
good point.
You know, and they say, well, take your kid, you know, go with your kids to the bathroom. Don't let them go by yourself. Yeah, of course you're going to do that. But the thing about it is there's no age limit. You're going to have to take them to the bathroom when they're 16 and when they're 20 and when they're 30. You know, because these protesters are still going to be there regardless of what freaking age you are.
Right.
And then they say, well, it's unsafer now and then what it was, and then turn around and say, well, maybe you need to carry and conceal. Oh, yeah, I have to take my gun to go piss. Does that sound right? It's just ridiculous. I got tired of hearing it. I blocked one.
Oh, my darling.
Yeah.
Herd mentality said, let's just close all public restrooms. I said, well, that's what I was thinking, you know, as they start, you know, I think we will see a lot more places start closing maybe the public restrooms.
Okay, why not have, I'm okay with unisex bathrooms. You go in, there's one commode, you lock the door behind you. If somebody else is in there, it's because you want them in there. It's not some pervert going to be peeking between the cracks. And you ladies know as well as I do, hell, the cracks is big enough in there you could see, you know, if you wanted to look, or even these perverts are, you know, using their phones and videotaping and taking pictures, you know, bullshit.
Oh, yeah. They'll live stream you now. They'll live stream you from the bathroom.
Yeah, I know. You know, guys, they complained about women going in men's locker rooms to do interviews. You know, these news ladies, they're not allowed in there to do an interview, but men can go in a women's bathroom and piss. And, you know, there's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's just opening a whole can of worms, all kinds of problems.
Right.
And they'll see that too.
There's a lot. Sending out prayers and good vibes and burned sage or whatever your higher well-being or good wishes. Send it out to Tupac's family. Tupac's mommy passed away this morning, so she was a big activist lady. It's my understanding I had a request to send out good vibes and prayers to Tupac's mom. His mom passed away, so. Sorry to hear that. You know, it's like, man, never know. I mean, I've seen a couple of people that's lost people, and it's like, hey, you just never know, man. Try to make every moment count. Don't say things that, you know, that you regret or go off being mad at somebody if you can possibly avoid it. Bread of Life will be at Bread of Life tomorrow. Bread of Life will be live there. The weather here today, man, it's rainy. Well, it's not really rainy. I guess I should say it's cloudy still. And it's probably like 62, 63. Miss Jolene.
Here it's gorgeous. I have air conditioning on today. It's 70 and sunny. It's gorgeous.
Oh, wow. And Pioneer Paula. Pioneer Paula must have us muted. The herd mentality says women go in the men's all the time at concerts. I want to thank you again, herd mentality. We ain't got time to talk about it. We're out of time.
I know.
Guys.
I was just
so
going to say that's not an everyday thing. That's, you know, every once in a while, yeah, I have, but it's not. We don't demand to do it every day.
Right. Thank the love of my life. Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thank you so much, Miss Jolene. Thank you, the herd mentality, the guest and listener, and Herman Campos. Thank you all so much. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. And Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
No, I can't. My board's fucked up.
Love you all, everybody. Bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping, a little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson.
and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.